Greetings, how's it going? I hope you're all doing very well on this lovely evening. I'm just back from a 3-day tour in Italy, where I was playing music with the Willing Fools. Go and have a look at their website. It's www.willinfools.com. We were playing in Lake Garda and Padova and Milan and, you know, just, yeah, them places. But we were there to launch our newest CD. And what's it called again? I forget what it's called. Oops. I'll have to find that out again, because, yeah, that's a pity. Anyway, this new CD features 15 tracks, and it ranges from really weird music, from sea shanties, to some of the more well-known Irish ballads, to traditional Shannos songs. But for me, interestingly enough, it is the first time I've ever written and recorded a tune. I wouldn't really consider myself a writer of tunes at all. I play them, and I ornament them, and I change them around a little bit, but I've never actually written one up until last December. It's called Ahru. A-H-R-U, Fada. And for anybody who's not Irish, a Fada's like an accent. Ahru. It means change in Irish. I wrote it in December. Or I didn't even write it. Well, to be honest, I was sitting down doing nothing at all. And I know it sounds kind of corny and all that kind of stuff, but it kind of wrote itself. I was doing nothing. It was kind of, you know, that dead time between Christmas and New Year. Yeah, it was around that time. And I was looking forward to something, and I was looking back at something else. To be more specific, I was looking forward to training with a new guide dog. And I was kind of really excited. I mean, like, nothing could compare to the excitement I felt for the coming month, going down to Cork and training with my new dog, Ike. I just couldn't wait. The suspense and everything was just driving me crazy, and I just, yeah. You get the idea. I was also looking back a little bit, sad as well, on the 8 years that I had previous and the 6-month, 7-month gap where I retired my previous dog, Freddie. And kind of looking back with that, and kind of a bit of uncertainty as well as to what this future would have and or hold even. So there's a lot of different things. So it was a moment of major change, looking back at what had happened and looking forward at what was about to happen. And this is why this tune kind of came into my head, I think. So I called it Ahru. It being an Irish tune, it sounded right to call it Ahru. Now, when we were doing the CD, Connor, the main man in the group, he's a great musician, funny fella as well. He said, "Dara, I want 3 tunes off you, all jigs, and make them decent and make them kind of crowd pleaser kind of things, you know, so musical and crowd pleasers. So I thought Ahru would be a nice one to stick in there, and then I thought, why not go one a little bit further? Right, if you think about it this way. I have 3 tunes in there. Ahru is the start, and it's in G, the key of G. And I'm sorry if I'm getting over complicated. Then I'm going to another tune that I can't remember the name of, and it's in A minor. And then I'm going back to G again. So Ahru, it's changing from one and then back to the same. And that's kind of what I've done in terms of independence and confidence and all that kind of crap. I've gone from one situation where I had that to a situation where I didn't have that so much, and then back to the same kind of situation where I have it again. So the keys reflect the change, if you like. And I may be thinking about it too much, but or contemplating on the whole tune thing too much, but yeah, that's what it means to me. So it starts with my first tune that I've ever written, that I'm quite happy with actually. Goes into a tune that I like. It was a tune that I played at my very first gig, my very first public gig. And then The last tune is a tune that I learned the very first time I met a very good friend of mine, a fiddle player, who actually got speaking to me because he saw I had the dog. So they all have different meanings in their own little ways to me. So hopefully you'll enjoy them. And sorry for the over lengthy and descriptive description.